Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Oh, man. This is a watching stuff weekend.
It is.
Because the weather is weak at best. So sometimes it's good to hunker down, do the under the blankie thing, and watch some stuff.
And what I decided, today I'm going to put my favorite.
Listen to that.
I put my favorite Halloween-ish horror movie on there.
Okay.
Next week, I'm going to have Zach give me his. I'm going to put that. And then the week after, I'm going to have Monica. And then we're going to rotate like
okay.
that.
Okay. All right.
So we're gonna do mine last this week.
All right. I like that.
But to get started in the movie theater, even though Zach and I specifically aren't huge fans of this franchise, I know a lot of people are. Monica, I don't know how you feel about it, but it's the newest 007 James Bond movie, No Time to Die.
Yeah.
Daniel
James
Craig.
Bond.
Yes.
James Bond. Monica, right. I don't believe you're a huge James Bond person either.
No, I'm not.
I was more.
How long is the movie, though?
Let's look it up. But I was.
You know it's going to be good when that's all you care about.
I was more a fan of James Bond earlier when I was younger, when they had more gadgets and things like that. They left that part and decided to be more realistic. 2 hours and 43 minutes.
Oh, goodness.
How long? I mean, James Bond is an interesting one because it is essentially the most successful movie franchise of all time.
Yes.
I mean, it's had more sequels than any other movie, and it's not even close. I mean, when you're doubling up on the Fast and the Furious franchise, you are kicking some butt over there. I'm just happy this movie's coming out. Finally.
It's been a while. It's been like a year and a half.
Hopefully. I mean, it's supposed to be today. I don't want to hold my breath.
Bond
either.
Is back. Almost.
Where's 007?
No one knows for sure.
Do you expect me to talk?
Now, Mr. Bond, I expect you to open your stinking movie. Please. James Bond, No Time to Die, and A Long Time to Open. If all goes well, opens Friday.
Swear to God, if I would like the Stranger Things season to premiere during this James Bond, that would be nice. Good.
But
great.
If it's your thing, it's in the movie theater right now. No Time to Die.
Do we have any indicators? Are there any tomatoes that have come in on this? Has anyone seen it? I'm curious.
84% on Rotten Tomatoes right
That's
now.
That's not bad.
That's better than a lot of movies Monica likes. Or me, you know.
Yeah, so right now, the critics love it, but, you know, it's a James Bond movie. It's for some people, it's not for everybody.
And it's the last Daniel Craig one, so that's kind of a big deal.
Because now we're going to be transition, and fingers crossed we have a great James Bond next time. All right, on Netflix we have Jake Gyllenhaal in a movie called The Guilty. Okay, go ahead, Monica.
I started it. That's it. I started like first 15 minutes. So continue telling me about it.
But you can say that
when you do that
for everything on Netflix, really.
I know. I get so excited. Like,
sometimes I want a taste of it, and I'm like, all right, I'll come back to you.
I'm like, jump in. You're like, well, I've only seen 8 minutes of it.
All right, you know, I have a bone to pick with you.
Why?
Pick it.
What? You're ruining society.
Also,
I figured this is her fault.
Okay.
What am I doing?
This is all her fault. You see how every song now on the radio is what, a minute?
Yeah.
I mean, they go so
fast.
Short. All the movies get cut down. All the shows get cut down because what they do is they study everyone's streaming habits of the music, of the movies, of the TV shows. And I mean, it's down to a science. They know when you pause out. They know when you peace out, all that sort of stuff. So it's your ADD attention. You're popping out of every movie. You're popping out of every song. And they think it's legitimate statistics that they're going
by. Is that the problem?
Yeah, that's why Lil Nas X's songs are all a minute 58.
Sounds like this.
Pretty soon, we're going to have full-length feature movies, 17 minutes. That's it.
And that's all we need.
Well, right now on Netflix, it's The Guilty. It's about a troubled police officer that was demoted to a dispatcher.
Mm-hmm.
So when you dial 911, Jake Gyllenhaal is now answering the phone.
Okay.
And when he gets a phone call that somebody's being kidnapped. Like, they are currently being kidnapped.
Oh, so it's sort of like a crossover into Taken.
Yes, pretty much. And so he only has a little bit of information, so he's trying to keep him on the phone. He's trying to figure out. He's trying to save the day. It's very suspenseful. It's kind of like a high-speed thriller kind of chase. And I would ask Monica for her opinion, but
you get a lot in
the
first 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It gets you going. So you'll want more. So
okay,
I'll get back
go.
In it.
But it didn't end in 15 minutes, so it's like too long and stuff. Yeah, in the future, he's going to answer the phone. He's going to go outside. He's going to see her. He's going to save her. And it's going to, ta-da,
the end.
Da, 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 da.
All right. And last is my favorite horror movie. This is one that gave me goosebumps, that made the hair raise up on my arm. Paranormal Activity 2. It's on Hulu right now. It's one of those movies where they have security footage like throughout the house and just random things are happening. I absolutely love it. This family in California, they moved into this house. They got it cheap. They thought it was nice, only to find out there were demons inside the house.
And so not the first one, but
not
you
the
like
first
Paranormal
one. I like
Activity
the second
too.
One. Which, a little mind screw, The second one is a prequel for the first one.
All right.
That's a little bit of a spoiler, but not really.
Like the first one, but it's not the first one.
Yes, exactly.
You know, fun fact right now, if I were to watch this Paranormal Activity 2 this weekend, it will not, and I guarantee you this, make the hair on my arm stand up. Because my grill burned them all off the other day.
Oh, shoot.
Damn propane shot out the bottom, singed all my arm hair.
You
I don't know if you can really see. I smelled so bad because my whole arm smelled like burnt hair.
Yeah.
It was, wah, shot right out of there.
Now, I will say this. If you watch Paranormal Activity 2, any of them, you need to be focused. Your kids need to be somewhere else. Because the silence is a character in the movie. So when it's quiet in there, that's an extra character. Like, you need that.
So it's like The Quiet Place.
To really get into the movie.
You have to focus.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to focus.
Is it 15 minutes long, though, at least?
It is not. It is definitely going to lose
a little bit longer.
Man, forget this world. Where's Quibi? Right. Get me back on Quibi.
So I'm going to run down them one more time. My favorite horror movie is Paranormal Activity 2. You can find that on Hulu. The Guilty with Jake Gyllenhaal is on Netflix. And if you're a James Bond fan, the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die, is in the movie theater today.
K92MorningThang.com for all the rundowns, the trailers, the links, and all of that stuff.